From NPR and WNYC, live from the Bell House in beautiful Brooklyn, New York, it's NPR's Hour of Puzzles, Word Games, and Trivia. Ask Me Another. Here's your host, Ophira Eisenberg.
Thank you, Jonathan. What a show we have for you. But first, I want you to go back in your mind to 2006. A tough-talking Texan was in the office. Everyone's phone was still dumb. You just threw out your free Winona t-shirt, and you got your first internet friend, and his name was Tom. Oh yeah, I'm referring to MySpace. But one thing hasn't changed. Today's VIP was discovered on MySpace while still living with her parents, and now she's a huge success, making great music, praise for her witty wordplay and soulful songwriting. Our VIP is Ingrid Michaelson. And our first game is called Go Fish. Here to play it are Aaron Benor and Stephen Burke. Hey, guys.
Hello.
Hi. So Go Fish, this game, it requires really just general knowledge. You have to know stuff about everything. But I would like to know what you consider your particular area of expertise, because it might give you an edge in this game. Aaron?
My area of expertise is quitting your job and traveling for extended periods of time.
That is a very useful skill.
Yeah.
How do you do that?
I was lucky enough to do it with my then-girlfriend, now-wife, a few years ago.
Congratulations.
Thank you. Spent a year backpacking around the world and had a blast.
So what's your one piece of advice for someone that is listening that wants to quit their job and travel the world?
Do it.
You just have to want to do it, right?
Just do it.
Just dive
in.
It's
a lot easier than you think.
All right, Stephen, what is your area, specific area of expertise?
Songs to play in middle school dances.
Ooh. All right, so how do you become an expert in that?
DJ a lot of middle school dances.
You do?
I did. It's been a while.
Okay. How do you pick your music?
End with Stairway to Heaven.
Really?
100% of the time.
Oh my God, that's what they ended when I went to middle school.
It's the right song.
Because it's super long.
Yeah.
It's super
long.
And
uncomfortable for everyone.
Yeah. That is so good to know that those really awkward moments get passed on decade to decade.
You're shutting it down on purpose is what's happening. You're like, dance is over, everybody.
All right, so, well, we're going to play a verbal version of the children's card game Go Fish, but with groups of things other than fish. We're going to read you a list of things, and your answer will be go, followed by the category that these things belong to. Our house musician, Jonathan Colton, who is also known as a guitar hero, would love to give you an example.
I would indeed. If we said, have you got any filberts, pistachios, or pecans? You would say, go nuts.
Well,
of course.
Sounds fun,
that
right?
That is some public radio craziness right there.
Just a little note. I don't know why I just said pecans. I always say pecans. I'm not a pecan person. I say pecan. Huh. And I guess I panicked because I'm on the radio.
You wanted to class it up a little bit?
I wanted to sound fancy, and so I said pecans.
So you're going to try to figure out what these three things are examples of, and the winner will move on to her Ask Me One or final round at the end of the show. Have you got an Akita, a Samoyed, or a Basenji? Aaron.
Go Dogs?
Correct.
Awesome, cool.
And hipster baby names, I believe, too. They are... It's possible. That would be amazing.
Akita, Samoyed, get downstairs.
Yeah, it does.
It's nice.
Would you guys like some pecans?
I deserve that.
I need a malleus, a humerus, or a metatarsus. Aaron.
Go Bones.
That's what I like to say all the time. That's right, Aaron. Do you have a Great Bear, Michigan, or Titicaca?
Now you're classing it up too.
I'm just...
See what happens?
I know. Stephen.
Go Lakes.
Go Lakes. Have you got any Marathi, Tagalog, or Romansh? Aaron.
Go Languages.
Go Languages, yes. I'm looking for Spectacular Speculoos, Americone Dream, or Cherry Garcia. Stephen.
Go Ben and Jerry's flavors of ice cream.
And you are correct. Have you got any Raekwon, Ghostface Killah, or RZA? Aaron.
Go Wu-Tang Clan.
Yeah!
And go Public Radio.
Or Old Dirty Bastard, by the way, is my favorite Ben and Jerry's flavor. All right, this is your last question. Do you have an arabesque, a croisé, or a grand jeté? Aaron.
What are go dance moves?
Yeah, there you go. Ballet moves is what we were looking for. That is correct. Well done. Let's go to our puzzle guru, John Chinesky. John, how did our contestants do?
I'm going to say go, Aaron. You're going on to the Ask Me One More final round at the end of the show.